Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Very excited about our good friend Chester Elton being back on the show. Chester is a longtime Brain Trust member going back many years, coming up on, let's see, we're coming up on 9 years. Later this year, we'll celebrate his 9th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. This guy is a multi-million copy author. His books are sold all over the world. He and his co-author, Adrian Gostick, have written books like The Carrot Principle, The Orange Revolution. My favorite, I'm holding in my hand, is called All In. It reminds me of how small business owners are. And he preaches this gospel all over the world about engagement, employee engagement, making sure that our folks we're all pulling in the same direction. And he's here to talk to us about a very important topic today. Chester Elton, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jim. It's always fun to be with you.
It's good to have you back. You know, all my career, and I mean as far back as I can remember, either one of my mentors said this or I learned it from them, and I've thought about it ever since then. I've talked about it many times, and that is that everyone in an organization is part of the sales team. I used to recommend, when I had my consulting business, and I've done it on the show before, I've recommended that if you have a small business, every employee should have a business card.
I think that's a great idea.
If they're a truck driver or a janitor or whatever, they should have a business card from the company. What do you think?
You know, absolutely. It's funny that you mentioned that, because every now and again, you know, I'll work with an organization and you've got somebody that's, put together the conference and they've taken care of a lot of details. And you know, I want to send them a little note or send them a little thank you. And I'll say, hey, have you got a card for me real quick? And it's funny, you know, you see the expression on their face when they don't. They go, I don't get business cards. And, you know, the message that you send is, I'm an employee here, but right. I'm not that important. Right. I don't get a card.
I don't have a regular number. Well, yeah,
right,
and so, you know, if somebody said if the man who works in the warehouse is out at dinner one night and somebody says, "Where do you work?" He can pull his card out and said, "I work for this company, ABC Supply," and he hands him the card. That's a selling event.
Absolutely. And, you know, they're little tokens. And I know business cards are getting to be kind of old school because, you know, everything is digital and so on. But having, like you say, having that little card in your wallet, it's got the company emblem on it.
Yep.
You know, you're branded to the team. You know, how do you know we're part of the team? We wear the same uniform. You know, we've got the logo there. No, I think it's a great idea. And I'll tell you, when lower level people have their business cards and you ask for it, they're so proud to give it to you.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. So what else do we need to know about helping people understand that everyone in the company is part of the sales team?
Well, here's the thing. It comes from the top down, obviously, especially in small businesses. You set the tone. But the idea is this concept, and I'm like you. You know, my dad taught me all this stuff when I was 6 years old, but he says, you know, nothing happens in a business until somebody sells somebody something.
Right.
So, you know, from when people walk into your establishment or they call in, everybody's got to understand that people expect the big things. You know, they expect the products you've got, whether you're selling tires or perfume.
Mm-hmm.
It's the little things that make the big difference. In fact, I hate it that we call it the little things, because I don't think there are any little things.
That's right.
You know,
they're all building
blocks.
The big
things are expected. Yeah, the little things are your differentiator. It's your smile. It's you remember their name. It's a few more mints, you know, with the bill when you deliver it. And there's a great story that kind of went viral that I think really exemplifies this. Have you heard the story at the Chili's restaurant about the broken hamburger?
No.
Great story. So this family comes in. They've got an autistic child. She's about 7 years old. And she loves hamburgers, and they brought her hamburger, and she started eating the chips, but she wouldn't touch the hamburger. And they asked her why, and she said, it's broken. Well, at Chili's, for the kids' hamburgers to make sure they're cooked, they cut them in half. So she said, well, it was a little thing, you know, to cut it in half, but it was a big thing to the kid. Now, with their autistic child, stuff like that can really set them off, right, and they can melt down.
Well, in her mind, she imagines a two-fisted hamburger she's holding and eating like a regular hamburger.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, the waitress came over and said, gosh, what's wrong with you? She goes, it's broken. And so she said, you know what? Let me go cook you another one. Didn't charge him for it or anything, brought it back, and she placed it in front of this little girl, and she was so happy, and this is the picture that went viral. She was so happy, she leaned down and started to kiss the hamburger.
what a great story. That's not only someone who did the right thing, but they felt that they were empowered to do that and to take the initiative on their own, and that is a huge part of selling, isn't it?
Oh, sure. I mean, you know, that is the best sales pitch and the best sales close ever. Not only did that family appreciate that more than you can imagine, because, you know, we've all got kids that have had something, right? And
right.
Parents of autistic children, it's hard, depending their level, right? If that little girl that they just loved to death because of that broken hamburger and had a bit of a meltdown in the restaurant,
right,
it would have been just hard on everybody. So my point is, was that a little thing?
Huh.
No, well, that was a big thing.
Well, here's the thing. One of the things that I've spent a lot of time talking about these days, Chester, is how being competitive is now a commodity. Being relevant is the differentiator. And all the competitive advertising and marketing and millions of dollars that the Chili's organization puts out in the marketplace to get people to come and buy their stuff, none of that pull people in more than that story, which cost them nothing.
Exactly.
Because that one person decided to be relevant to that little girl.
You better believe it. And to your point, they were empowered to do it. She didn't have to ask a manager, can we recook this hamburger? Is it okay if I don't charge them for it? They know at Chili's that they want to create that experience that everybody's selling, that the customer's first. And by the way, they're also ranked in the nation's top places and best places to work, and Chili's is doing great. Why? Because of the little things that their people do to sell everything.
And it has nothing to do with being competitive and everything to do with being relevant to the person in front of you.
I think you're exactly right.
Yeah. This is the differentiator, folks. You've heard me talk about it before, and now that Chester says it, you know it's the truth. 20 after, we're going to be right back. Chester, is the new one All In? Is that the new book?
It is, All In.
All In. I love that.
Stores everywhere.
I love that title because, you know, that's how we are, small business owners. We are All In. 20 after, right back with Chester Elton. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.